Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have John Buckley. He's the Plymouth County Register of Deeds. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Oh, delightful. You could be here on this this kind of soggy morning outside.
That's for sure.
You know, it's interesting looking at the numbers that you sent us, giving a recap of what happened during the month of May. So as you pointed out, it looks like sales numbers are on the rise. Refinances continue to lag. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, well, clearly we recorded the highest number of deeds this year in May. It's not what it was back in 2021 during the COVID years, believe it or not, were the highest number of documents recorded since 2005. Clearly, there's still a lot of people out there that want to buy real estate. It's affected by the inventory and high prices.
But it looks like each month successively has gone up with the number of sales since the beginning of this year, though.
That is true. We recorded 795 deeds compared to the low in February of 555 deeds.
So do you think this looks like another really robust spring market for real estate here in Plymouth County?
Yeah, well, last year we didn't have a spring market. It just kept going at a high pace. This year, I hope it is a continuation of a good spring market.
What about the average sales price with the limited inventory? I imagine prices have gone up, too.
Well, the average sale price is up 11%. Certainly bad news for first-time home buyers, but good news for homeowners with their equity. The average sale price is now $577,825, and that is, again, 11% year-to-date increase.
And it looks like, as we talked about, the refis have gone down, but I imagine because, again, also tied into lack of inventory.
Well, I think it's more the rates. We mm-hmm. had a huge refinance activity last year. The rates were very low. I think anyone that was going to refinance did it at a low rate. So even the slightest increase, even though, as anybody who's been in real estate for a period of time knows, the rates aren't that bad, but they are higher than they were before.
And I wanted to also mention, which I love that you have the historic document that you feature every month. This one that you're featuring talks about jury duty for the citizens of Plymouth Colony. Who hasn't loved to get those notices in the mail?
Well, working with the commissioners years ago, we built a temperature humidity control vault on the second floor of the Registry of Deeds that has the original colony records. This particular one, as you mentioned, is really interesting. That basically assigned people that had to serve as jurors, men only at the time, and they would take one from each town, and that was their civic duty even back in May of 1661. I had a friend that was going over to Plymouth the other day as a prospective juror, and that reflects back to that 375-year-ago time period.
It's just fascinating. I love that you include that. So thank you so much for joining us again today, and that's the Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. We've got traffic and weather right after this.